Praise the Lord. Welcome to today's session. This is Dr. Ruth. Jesus is King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Awesome. We are still in the Gospel of Luke, my expository teaching, meaning verse by verse teaching out of the Gospel of Luke, the ministry of Jesus Christ. We are still in chapter 11. Please listen to previous sessions if you haven't done so, so you can be blessed by the rich content and teaching by the Lord Jesus Christ. So today we pick it up here in Luke 11. We are in verse 14. And what is the gist of these upcoming verses? We will learn how the Lord Jesus would be accused of using demonic powers to cast out demons. The Jews and others would reject his ministry. Sounds familiar? Today, people still reject the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of the manifestation of God. But we as followers of Jesus Christ need to come to a firm conviction that God is still healing today and demons are still being casted out today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we pick it up here. Luke 11, verse 14. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. Verse 15. But some of them said, "By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Verse 16. Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Already we are seeing the Lord Jesus casting out demons with the power of God Almighty, and he is already being accused of using demonic powers to cast out demons. Does that make sense? It just goes to show you how stupid and confused Satan can be. How can Satan cast out Satan? That is how the people during the Lord Jesus' ministry, the Jews, really could not put their faith in him. They could not believe in the miraculous works of God. They were totally blinded, and some are asking for a sign. Now, let us find out how the Lord Jesus would respond. We are now in verse 17. Jesus knew their thoughts, the Lord Jesus, being God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, was able to perceive, pulling from the gift of discernment. He knew what the people in the crowd were thinking. So, rereading that, Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall." Hello? Isn't that so obvious? It just goes to show you how blind the Jews were, that they could not even think about this. So the Lord Jesus just told them, any kingdom divided against itself won't stand. Why do you think that is the case? Because Satan is the author of confusion. Satan is the author of division. That is one of the ways that Satan rule and reign, through confusion and division. Okay, we are told in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, Satan, the father of confusion, if he is against himself, obviously he won't win, because confusion never wins. Okay, so let us find out how the Lord Jesus continued here. We are in verse 18. The Lord Jesus continues, "If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand?" Exactly what I just explained. "I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebul." Verse 19. "Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges." Exactly. Because it's like, if I am driving out demons by the power of demons, how can the house of Satan stand? If I am driving out demons by the power of demons, by whose power are your followers using? You see, the Lord Jesus was making them to think about their accusation. Satan had blinded them so badly that they could not even perceive that the presence of God was in their midst. They rejected the power of God. They rejected the presence of God because they could not open their hearts to receive it. Friend, there is a lesson here. When we are seeing the presence and manifestation of God in somebody's life or in a church or a Christian gathering meeting, we should be quick to open our heart to receive it and stop accusing people of using demonic powers. All good is from God. All bad is from the devil. It is God's will for us to receive healings. It is God's will for people to be delivered from demonic powers and oppression and suppression. So when you happen to be in an environment where you see somebody being delivered from demonic forces, that has to be the power of God. It cannot be Satan. So don't be one of those Christians who is too quick to judge people that, oh, that cannot be God. Don't say that too quickly. Rather, open your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if that really is Him. Okay, moving on here, we are in verse 20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Exactly. So the Lord Jesus is like, if I am using the power of God to drive out demonic forces, then the kingdom of God is here right now. Just exactly as I was explaining. When you see people being delivered from oppressions and manifestations of healings, that is the power of God. That is the goodness of God. That is the love of God. That is the manifestation of God in your midst. Open your heart to receive it, okay? Because that is the manifestation of the kingdom of God. So that is a blessing to be thankful for, to thank God and not to reject it and to pass judgment. Verse 21, the Lord Jesus continues, when a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Exactly. The Lord Jesus is alluding to the fact that the power of God is mightier and greater than that of Satan. Did you get that? Let me reread that so that makes sense to some of you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. Exactly. When somebody who is using limited, finite power guards his house, his possessions obviously are safe. You get that right? Okay, see what the Lord would say in verse 22. But is like a contrast now. But when someone stronger, there you go, someone stronger, the infinite power of God. When someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. So the power of God, the presence of God, the infinite power of God is far more greater than the limited power of Satan. That's just it. Do you believe that? God is all powerful, Satan is limited. So we see this war going on here between the evil and good, the Lord Jesus manifesting and exhibiting the power of God, overcoming the power of the evil one, casting out the demons. Okay, we are now in verse 23. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Exactly. So the Lord Jesus is telling the crowd, make a decision. Are you for me or against me? That's just it. Again, the Lord Jesus is so clear. There is no in between here. It's either you are a follower of Jesus 100% or you are not. There is no one foot in, one foot out. There is no wavering. It's either you are for Jesus Christ 100%, you are for God 100%, you are for the Holy Spirit 100%. And in context here, it's either you believe in the infinite power of God 100%. It's either you believe that God is all powerful to cast out demons, God is all powerful to deliver those who are oppressed and suppressed, or you don't. That's just it. So you get to choose. Just as the Lord Jesus was telling these people who were doubting his miracle and accusing him of using demonic powers, he is asking you the same question today. Are you for him or against him? You get to decide. Hopefully you choose rightly to be on the side of God, right? Glory to God. Hello, friends. This is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle: 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that he will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. The Lord Jesus continues. We are now in verse 24. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. Verse 25, when it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Verse 26, now before I continue, think through what the Lord Jesus is saying. Think through this as a person who is delivered from demonic oppression and suppression, a person who is delivered from sin. The Lord Jesus is saying that when that person is delivered, that demonic spirit leaves that person, but that spirit is still around looking for where to go. You see, demons are spirits, so they are always looking for a place to inhabit. That is what is happening here. So think through this with me now. So let us get to the next verse. The Lord is going to explain something that would make sense. We are in verse 26. So in the previous verse, the Lord just talked about how the spirit had come out of a person and the spirit had been going through seeking for somewhere to go. And in verse 25, the Lord had said, when it arrives, this is referring to the impure spirit now. When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Verse 26, this is going to make sense now. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there, and the final condition of that person is worse than the first. Glory to God, this would be a bad situation. Here's what the Lord Jesus is saying. When we are delivered from bad habits, when we, through the power of God, is delivered from sin, when we are delivered from demonic attacks, oppression and suppression, we cannot just take it easy and just stay at peace with that condition. We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. We need to be actively open our hearts for God, the Holy Spirit, to replace that void in our hearts, that area in our lives that was previously suppressed and we've been delivered from. That area in our lives has to be filled with the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. That way, when Satan attempts to come back, he will see that you are walking and are alive with God, and you are filled with His Holy Spirit, and you are in agreement with God, you are submissive to God, you won't give Satan any room to come back to you. Essentially, when we are delivered from our sins, we should not go back and lick our vomit, as we are told this in the book of Proverbs 26, verse 11. It is so important that whatever we have been delivered by God from, we should not just coast and take it easy. We have to be actively filled by the Holy Spirit and walk with the Holy Spirit closely, daily. That way, Satan doesn't have a chance. If we do not, we go back and lick our vomit. If we do not, and we open the door for Satan to come back and attack us, he will come back stronger than the previous condition. Our second attack would be worse, more severe than the previous one. That is exactly what the Lord Jesus is saying there at the end of that verse, when he said, and the final condition of that person is worse than the first. Okay? So whatever the Lord God has delivered you from today, it could be the Lord might have delivered you from sexual addiction, from lying, from pornography, from thievery, from alcoholism, from bad mouthing, whatever it is. Just be certain that you ask the Holy Spirit to guard you continuously. You ask the Holy Spirit to fill you on a daily basis so that that part of your life that you were previously, being attacked by Satan, that part of your life, God has taken control over. It could be your tongue. The Holy Spirit is working in that area of your life. It could be finances. God is leading you in that area. It could be sexual pornography. God is leading you away from that kind of a sin. That way, you are fully submissive to the teachings of God. That way, the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you. That way, Satan has no entrance back into your life. Because if you don't, you run a chance of having Satan come back and devour you. Okay, so that is that message there. Moving on, we are now in verse 27. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." Very interesting statement. Keep this in the Jewish culture back then. Family ties, family relations, or family name was really highly exalted and highly honored. So this woman in the crowd was just saying that, "Blessed to the woman who nursed you." But let's find out how the Lord Jesus would respond. In verse 28, the Lord Jesus replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." I like that. So we see how the Lord Jesus is drawing emphasis back to our relationship with God, primarily as number one and not our earthly relationships, okay? By the Lord Jesus saying this, he is not saying that our earthly relationships are not significant. No, but in God's priority, our relationship with him is most important, because it is only when we have that close, tight, vertical relationship with God are we then able to have healthier relationships with our family members and others. So the Lord Jesus is saying that you are blessed when you listen to the word of God, you allow the word of God to penetrate your heart, and then most importantly, you obey it. You are then blessed. Exactly consistent with what James chapter 1 verses 22 through 25 teaches, that we should be doers of the word of God, not just hearers. So you can hear the word of God all you want, but you have to put it in practice. It is when by faith you put the teachings and the principles out of God's word into practice, and then you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and to embolden you to live by faith, that is when the blessings of God will chase you effortlessly. I hope you receive this. So I want to end this session here. A lot has been discussed. So what are the key principles and applications we have discussed? Number one, God has infinite power and Satan has limited power. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the triune God living on the inside of you. The power of God is real. The power of God is true. Number two, once we are delivered from our previous sins, once we are delivered from any suppression, oppression that the enemy Satan may be attempting or maybe attacking us with, which we should then be filled with the Holy Spirit. We should then ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us daily. That way our hearts are guarded. That way we are most attuned and sensitive to the lies of Satan. So that way we don't become subjects to Satan attacking us again. And some of you may just be saying, well, how do you become filled with the Holy Spirit? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you've confessed faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's simply as just praying and asking the Holy Spirit to fill you, and the Holy Spirit will fill you. Now, boy, I don't have time to teach on this, but real quick, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. But the filling of the Holy Spirit is a whole separate experience. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it is taught in the epistles. The book of Acts is coming to mind, where you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, okay? Acts chapter 1:8, the primary purpose is to be filled with power to preach Christ, to be filled with power to be a witness for Christ, and to be filled with power to live as a Christian. And that filling can be daily, okay? It can be, it's ongoing. When every morning, personally, every day, as I'm led, I ask the Holy Spirit to just fill me. That way I'm more attuned to what's going on around and about me. That way I'm more sharpened spiritually to discern his voice. So just ask the Holy Spirit to fill you every day. And that way you are led by the Holy Spirit and not by your own mind or your own thoughts, okay? And once you are delivered from whatever it is that you were being oppressed or suppressed previously, don't go back and repeat that, lest you would be going back and licking your vomit. Proverbs 26:11 teaches that, which is a no-no. Once delivered, you have to move forward with God, the Holy Spirit. And something is coming to mind right now. Some of you may be thinking, well, if I'm a Christian, how can I be suppressed or oppressed by Satan? Easily. You know, if you open your heart to lies and deception, you know, Satan can suppress you and oppress you. Through deception, when you're doubting God, when you're practicing and living in sin, those are open doors for Satan. Now, Satan cannot possess you as a Christian child of God because you are possessed and sealed by the Holy Spirit. But Satan can oppress and suppress you. How? Deceiving you, if you allow him to, causing you to be more confused, causing you to lean on your own understanding. Those are all ways that Satan can oppress and suppress you, but only because you allow him to. Satan has no power to directly attack you. It's only when you open the door and you allow him to, through fear, not trusting God, trying to figure out things on your own, trying to lean on your own understanding. Yet the Bible teaches also clearly, I believe Proverbs chapter 3, that we should not lean on our own understanding. We should always seek God's counsel. We should always ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us unto all truths. But when you, by your own volition, start to figure things out on your own, trusting your own wisdom, you open the door for Satan and he can oppress and suppress you. But all of that can be stopped by just trusting God and asking God to lead and guide you. And through prayer and meditation, God is there to help. Okay? And the third principle and application is obedience. Listening to the word of God and putting it to practice. Because when you put the word of God to practice by faith, that is when the blessings chase you effortlessly. You don't even have to beg God to bless you because he desires so much to bless you more than you can imagine. As an example, a classic one that is easy to use, giving. The Bible says, Jesus teaches that give, it shall be given to you. Well, if you obey that and you believe what Jesus said, that if you give financially into his work, he will bless you back. How would you obey that? You give into God's work and then you trust God to bless you back financially. Okay? I hope you received today's lesson in Jesus' name. And again, that scripture I had used earlier is James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, that the doers of the word of God are the ones who receive the blessings, not just those who listen. So I trust God that you've been blessed by today's session. And so I want to just thank you for this time you've spent with me. And I want to just ask you to open your heart to bless this ministry, as this ministry is blessing you as you're listening to me. I want for you to prayerfully consider giving into this ministry whatever amount the Lord puts in your heart. Bless us back. We have a very safe and secure website. We have all the links in the description box, and I'm going to have the announcer tell you how to do that. Just bless us with a one-time donation, and as you are led by the Lord, become a Christ-centered partner with us. As a partner, you give any amount the Lord puts into your heart regularly or on a monthly basis to support the work of this ministry. And we put everything back into this ministry, this Bible teaching podcast, so we can pay for studio time and produce more shows to bless and reach many, many other people, because that is God's will. I hope you can partner with us in this endeavor to advance the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, I hope you receive this. Father, I thank you for all the listeners. I thank you that you've used this lesson today to empower them. I just thank you for the God that you have emboldened them to obey your word, put it to practice by faith, trusting you. I thank you for the God that they have in them what it takes to overcome any lies from Satan. Father, reveal this truth to them, embolden them to see the truths in your word. I thank you for blessing all the listeners today with hope and joy. We thank you for just loving us. We ask all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who agree say, Amen. Friend, listen to the announcer to find out how you can bless us. Thank you in advance for your donation. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.